Ponderings over tea
with Mary Phyllis
and Annalie.
Good afternoon, Annalie.
Good afternoon, Mary Phyllis.
It's good to see you again.
Yes, very good to see you again. Yes.
We're going to be talking about dimensions today, and spirit guides go along with that.
Yes, that's in our view.
Yes.
But dimension in itself is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I think about dimensions from a sort of a scientific perspective, the ones that we're talking about in general are, you know, the first, second, and third, and maybe fourth dimension, right?
Yes.
And still, science has made it clear that we should probably imagine or take for granted, really, that there are more dimensions.
Yes.
In the universe.
Yes.
And I'm thinking especially also on this idea from Albert Einstein, that he was talking about our dimension here on Earth as ruled by space and time.
Mm-hmm.
So that, in my imagination, tells me that there can be other dimensions that don't have space or time, or either or both of them.
Yes. And so, it could say that past lives could be a different dimension.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
So dimensions are real.
Mm-hmm.
Different dimensions are real.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of the scientific perspective of it, is that, you know, the evolution on Earth has created us as these creatures with our physical bodies, and mm-hmm. a lot of our perception of dimensions is connected to our sensory system, what we can see and feel and mm-hmm. perceive with our physical body, right? Mm-hmm. So, and of course, our physical body just is sort of it's adapted to the earthly world. So we are then sort of limiting our understanding of our world to these sensory organs that we have.
Yes.
But of course, then I think what science has showed is that feeling or sensing with our minds and thinking, and for example, when they do mathematics, they say that there are more dimensions in the universe.
Yeah. I have to trust that because I don't know enough about math to be able to figure out why.
No, I'm not a mathematician either, but it's just that, just as when they look out, you know, in the starry skies, the scientists,
mm-hmm.
and they don't actually see a planet, but they can see from the movements that it sends out, sort of a pulsing movement, then they understand there is a planet. So they haven't actually seen it, but they understand it's there because of the irregularities that it creates.
Now, that brings to mind when you put a stone in water, you see all the rings going out.
It's exactly
and it
the
also,
same.
Sometimes when I feel energies coming in, it's like waves coming or just
yes.
gentle. Something's shifting there. So that must be a dimension.
Yes.
And I'm sure that people said prior to, what is it, sonar or the radar, whatever it is, the heat sensor?
Yes.
They can sit and sense
mm-hmm.
heat?
Yeah.
People could sense it and other people couldn't.
Exactly.
But all of a sudden when they start seeing that you can have a screen that can tell you that there's a heat around a body. You don't see the body through this particular picture, but you see the heat area.
Exactly.
That starts to make people who are a little bit deadened to that to become aware and perhaps begin to realize, oh, there's somebody there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But the heat can also be something that our body emits or that our being is pulling towards us, like energies.
Ah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be many things.
Yeah.
But the bottom or the basic thinking here must be that even if we have sort of a limited ability with our sensory system,
mm-hmm.
we have other abilities to sense dimensions, as you're saying now. You know, you could feel the heat, but somebody else could not feel the heat. And if you are aware of that it might be there, then it opens up sort of an ability to be more perceptive, maybe, of something, like you said, shifting.
Yeah.
Which is not physical, but it's just happening and you are feeling it somehow. Uh-huh. And of course, when the scientists say that there are more dimensions in our universe, and we are beings, you know, created in this universe, of course, we also have sensors for these other dimensions, and most probably we also live, you know, exist in several dimensions that we are aware of, really, with our physical bodies.
Yeah.
It's just intriguing when you start to think about it.
I know. I know. And when I've listened to music, and I think my father was much the same way, you could see him relax when he listened to music.
Yes.
It was almost like he was going into a meditation, or he was using it as music therapy. Usually talks about it. And that's how I have felt about it, too. It's just different types of music. Sometimes I don't need more upbeat because I'm already a little bit nervous as it
right.
is. Or another time, I don't want something that quiet.
Slow,
I'm just so restful. I want to get moved.
Yes.
You know, and in musical therapy, it does the same thing.
Yes.
You can move and change a person's emotions, which is working with that emotional field in some way. It's almost like getting in sync. So I have a feeling we have numerous dimensions moving out from us, even in this physical world.
Yes, that's what I exactly mean too.
Yes.
This, just because we don't perceive it with our normal sensory organs or have widened our sensory organs enough to perceive it, you know, doesn't mean it's not there.
Right.
And it's possible, you know, that music actually is one dimension. Or that, like the mathematicians like to say, they believe that math is really the basic dimension that creates everything else, that God is really, you know, a huge algorithm or something like that.
And I've heard physicists say that music and math created this universe, because music is organized sound.
Yes, it is.
And math is
organized
thinking.
Tell
me how it works with that.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. But of course, then you know, when you and I sit and talk about spirit world and things like that, I would like to see it as very real.
Yeah.
And possibly I'd like to label it as, you know, a dimension that we are in tune to and we are constantly in contact with.
Yes. And everyone on this planet moves into that different dimension every time we go to sleep.
Right.
We go into those deeper rhythms, and it said that when we go into the dream state, we are going out of the body, part of us out of the body, and that's where we pick up the dreams.
Oh,
I think we go into where our spirit guides are.
The spirit guides.
And they say, okay, Lisa says this is going on.
This is going on right now,
Yes. Okay, here's your pattern. You're always seeing this in these dreams. That's your pattern.
Yes. But it's interesting that I think we touched that in the topic about dreams that we were talking about, that it actually is going into another dimension, leaving our bodies behind.
Mm-hmm. And whether we remember the dream or not, it doesn't matter. We still to have some sort of a download.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's in one dimension.
Yeah.
And people who do psychic readings,
right?
They, when they relax, I think they're going into a different dimension, whether it is moving into somebody else's aura or something else.
Right. They're connecting to a dimension where some knowledge is stored. And that's also something that the physicists have seen, that there is in the quantum field, you know, the quantum field that they have recently discovered is existing, that there is sort of a storage for history or for things, you know, that have happened.
A library or something.
Yeah, kind of an archive.
Yeah.
So it should be possible to tap into that.
Yeah. The Hindus would call that Akashic records, perhaps.
Right. Yeah.
It's on that invisible plane, the Akasha. Maybe that's their word for dimension. I don't know.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
But it's really dimensions are an idea of a reality that looks different or works different than our physical reality,
Interesting.
Our dimension here on Earth is very physical. Matter, it's composed of matter.
And I'm thinking now of intellect.
Yeah.
Where some people are able to reach into areas of the intellect other people cannot.
Right.
And different, that goes along with a storage of memory.
Yes.
Of somebody who's more mechanically oriented will go one direction. Somebody who's more philosophical will go into a different direction.
Yeah, I connect to those views that have been created, the ideas.
And maybe this is what happens when a famous composers or world-class composers or artists can tap into and get melodies and start working with that, or maybe visions and start painting that. Yes, maybe those are different dimensions.
Yeah, tapping into different dimensions.
Yeah.
But this is really, you know, a very, very Western idea, I know, because of the Platonic, you know, the Plato was looking at, there was like a veil, you know, between our world and the real world somehow. So this is the Greek thinking of how there is, you know, something else, but we don't really get to connect so easily with it, or it's obscure for us. So this idea, of course, has been part of our thinking for thousands of years.
Yeah.
But it all makes sense because we're, you know, sensing it.
Yes.
We are sensing it. Many of us are sensing that there is something else.
Yes.
And even the idea of religion and that there is a God or many gods is an idea of other dimensions.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not called dimensions, but
It's
like a world of something else.
Yeah, and shamanism, that's what they call it, a different world.
Right.
In a sense.
Yeah. And if we connect again to our thought about the spirit guides that we all have, whether they are angelic or maybe connections in different ways to God or whatever we call our spiritual thinking, that there is a connection to spirit through individual beings.
Yes. And as we talked about in angels, they're said to be the messengers from God.
Yes, that's true.
It's like each of us humans is a messenger for some other human or for an animal.
Right.
And we get help and we give help there.
Right.
And in the angelic realm and the spirit guide realm, those are sentient beings who have come here to help us in ways that we can't quite get into another. We don't always have someone else around us telling us what to do.
Right.
But there is our own spirit guide that comes with us to help us in ways that no one else can.
Right. It's our own individual connection.
Yes.
To the spiritual realm or God or.
Yes.
It's our own helper. And it's like people have said in all times about your angel, you know, that you have when a child is born, you always imagine that they, you know, have their angel with them, their guardian angel.
Yes. And a child can be born into a family who hasn't a clue what that child's essence is and what it's intended to be.
Of course.
So, but if that child stays in tune with that particular essence and has that guide, then they can be buffered against that and they can keep going and follow their own path.
Right. Even if their home environment is not supportive of this essence, as you're saying, they can achieve things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And spirit guides, like the angels, it can be somebody from family who has died and spirit, highest spirit has given them permission to help.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody, if you believe in past lives, maybe somebody from a past life who can be doing the same thing.
Right.
My sense of it is, and this is sort of like, well, this is something to be aware of. If somebody has died in their family and they're sticking with us, and all of a sudden you feel like you're becoming more that person, or you're still being guided by that person, then chances are that person's supposed to not be with us.
Right.
We should pray that they go on to the light.
Yes.
Because if they are guiding us according to their idea, they're not our guide.
No.
They don't have access to our spiritual dimension, our Akashic records, our library.
No. And they are connected to us through the life here on Earth.
Yes.
Through love and through companionship, whatever it was, as a parent or as a spouse or whatever.
Yeah.
And they are their own, still their own sort of individual.
Yes.
As they were here on Earth. Yeah. I have always had that feeling that my guidance is always done in very soft words. It's not trying to tell me how to do things.
That's right. Because, because they honor our free will.
Yes.
It's our decision.
Yeah. So a spiritual guide will never tell us what to do.
Right.
But we can be sort of nudged with an idea, and we, you know, if you want to think about it and spend time with that idea, that's fine. And if you don't, you know, that's fine too.
Yes.
And it's not about fate, that it's already decided, you know, how our life is going to be. I don't believe in that.
I don't either.
So it's more of the spiritual guides are always supporting just very, as much as we allow them or want that support. Sometimes, you know, we want to think for ourselves.
Yes.
And we should.
Yes, and we should.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've found that they can give a nudge and pretty get going. You don't have much time here. And when I get going on it, I realize their idea of not much time means it's going to happen in about 5 years. You better get ready now.
Right.
So it's not this moment.
No, no.
But I don't know if I mentioned this in one of the other talks, but I remember a friend of mine, her house was burning down.
Oh.
And she was coming down the stairs, and all of a sudden she heard physically a voice behind her saying, "Get out of here."
I remember you telling me about that. Yeah.
And so I think sometimes our spirit guides can be that literal and that out loud, because it knows that we're not supposed to die at this point.
Exactly.
Or get hurt in this point.
Yeah.
So
and that's when they intervene, you know, as in car accidents or something, that we're just climbing out of the wreck, you know, as if we haven't been hurt.
Yes.
Which is, you know, something ever unheard of.
Yeah.
So this is, of course, an intervention they can do.
Yes, but it's rare.
Yes. So the difference between having a loved one that has passed and having this feeling that they're still sort of in our surroundings, that may be a dimension where they are sort of still connecting to their earthly life and haven't really passed on to the light.
It's kind of a limbo stage.
A limbo stage,
Yes.
I really agree with you that the spirit guides are never interfering with our daily thinking or our daily sort of in any other way than a positive feeling, maybe, or a sudden idea that we're uplifted by, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Why, maybe I should take a walk. You know, that could be a little thing, you know, from spirit guides.
Yeah.
You've sat too long with that computer. Now you have to, you know, it's good for you. Go out.
Yeah.
Maybe I should, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I'll stay by the computer. Okay, that's fine too.
Yeah. I'm kind of waiting for this to happen here.
Right.
Yeah.
So then we could conclude that our spirit guides, our individual spirit guides that really are connected to spirit, their existence is in another dimension than our typical dimension every day here. But they are connected. The dimensions sort of are connected in some way, so it's easy to have contact whenever we feel like it.
Yeah. It's almost like what scientists call a wormhole, but it's a very gentle one, and if you know how to go through
a natural one, probably. Yes. You know, we are also, in a way, some part of us is existing in this dimension, even, as we're living.
There's some people say that these other dimensions happened at very strong choice points, and we are not only living this lifetime, but we're in a different dimension living a lifetime according to that other choice point. And I thought, oh, this is so mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's mind-bending for sure.
I don't want to be connected to those. I've made my decisions right in this lifetime, and I got to live with it. I don't need to live with that, too.
No, exactly. That's interesting to think about. It's really, it's got a lot of imaginative ideas to think about dimensions, for sure. Yeah, maybe we are. But in a way, I'm seeing it more as like, this is my being with my physical body, and then I have other bodies, or however I want to call it, you know, that are connected to my physical body, but they are not visible or sensory. You know, it's just connected. My body, my existing being is sort of like a, you know, has several layers of different dimensions. That's just my thought.
There's some kinds of the healing work that I do. I go into a yoga posture that I physically cannot do. But when I'm in that, I know I'm more protected, and the client I'm working with, they are not affected by my energy.
Oh.
And it's only the angels and the archangels that come in there.
Yeah.
I can't go into that physically.
No.
But I can in my mind's eye, and I can almost feel, I can feel that.
How it creates a certain energy. Yeah. That's very interesting.
Yeah,
so we're like a layered cake, and those layers are connected to dimensions.
Yeah.
That's how I perceive it.
Yes. Yeah.
And in our physical body, it is as thinking of that the glands of the body are connectors to other realms of the body, so to say.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the glands are connecting other parts of our physical and spiritual being.
Like a nexus of some sort.
Yes, like a little, something like that.
Interesting.
We know, like, a very small part. Our science knows very little of how our body really works and how our immune system works and so on.
Yeah.
So there is so much more to learn about it.
Yeah.
For example, how our emotions affect our physical body.
Yeah.
So it's something that is discovered more and more. And this, to me, just tells me that our physical body is more connected to things than we are aware of. That is also part of our being.
This is why when you hold a certain place on the feet.
Yes.
You can, all of a sudden, the person can start to feel a relaxation somewhere else in the body.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, maybe accessing part of the spiritual dimension in some way.
I'm sure, but the communicator in the physical body in this aspect is the nervous system.
Yeah.
But the nervous system, I'm sure, is connected to other parts of our being. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, this was such an interesting talk. And we've been talking a long time now.
Yeah,
so, so definitely it's possible, we can conclude, right, that we can connect to the spiritual dimension through our spirit guides and maybe even through other physical, you know, experiences.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
This has been wonderful.
Yes. Until next time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Ponderings over tea.
With Mary Phyllis
and Annalie.